Donald Trump reasserts his grip on Republicans in the key swing state of Wisconsin, where his candidate for governor, Tim Michels, won the primary. Michels, a wealthy businessman who owns a construction company, beat the former lieutenant governor, who was endorsed by Mike Pence and state Republican leaders. At his victory party last night, he thanked Trump.
It was a tremendous validation of our meteoric rise in this campaign. He knows that we need to have new leadership in Madison.
Audio courtesy WKOW. During her concession speech, Rebecca Clayfish urged supporters to stay in the fight.
The fight now is truly against Tony Evers and the liberals who want to take away our way of life.
Michels faces Evers in the general election. As much as Trump's influence in the primary was clear, some Republicans fear his involvement could hurt GOP candidates in November, including the state's Republican senator considered the most vulnerable up for re-election. I'm Julie Walker.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.